I imagine most of you have been to a Christian burial, have you not? Yeah, sure. And you know, the Catholic rite of the committal is, if you ever get a copy of the words and reflect on it, it's just wonderful. You know, the first thing that happens there after the people are greeted is the grave is prepared. It's prepared by prayer, you know, to begin with. Lord Jesus Christ, your own 3 days in the tomb made holy the graves of all who believe in you, and so have made this grave a sign of hope that promises resurrection even as it claims our mortal bodies. And then at the conclusion of the prayer, you know, the grave is prepared by holy water. You've seen that? This is what I do it with. You know what this is? It's an aspergillum, I think you call it. I used to use a little plastic squeeze bottle, but a man went to the Holy Land and brought this back to me. So the grave is blessed, prepared with holy water. Now, you know, anytime there's holy water, there's a lying down and a rising up. That's what baptism is, you know, and that's why we heard that wonderful passage from the letter of St. Paul to the Romans. Are you unaware that we who are baptized into Christ Jesus are baptized into his death? So just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, we too might live in newness of life. Yes, in baptism, there's really a lying down and a rising up. In fact, that's the way Christians begin to live, like Jesus, dying and rising. And that's a wonderful way to live. The only other way to live is just the knowledge that you're born and then you're going to die. That's all there is. St. Paul says we're most miserable. But as it is, Christ is raised from the dead. And so our baptism is our first experience, first lesson in dying and rising with Christ. There's a lying down in the waters of baptism and a rising up to live a new life. Oh, that's not the only time holy water is used. Anybody here old enough to remember when your parents used to put you to bed with holy water? Did anybody's parents do that? Nobody's? Well, I guess you have to go back several generations, but yes, parents used to, they'd put the children to bed and sprinkle them with the holy water. And that's a sign, you know, there's a lying down and hope that there'll be a rising up to a new day. That's why they did. Anybody here, I don't know if y'all have children, everybody here might have grandchildren, but why don't you try that with them sometime? So there's always a lying down and a rising up. And that's why we bless and prepare a grave of a Christian person with the holy water of baptism, because here there's a lying down, and from here there will be a rising up, ultimately and finally. Knowing that we live like Jesus, Jesus dying, Jesus rising. You know, the ancient fonts had 8 sides to them. And 7 of those sides represented the 7 natural days of creation. Which, as the book of Genesis says, there's an evening and a morning, the first day, and so forth. But the 8th side is the day of the new creation, the day of resurrection, which dawns never to darken. The day of heaven. Now, you know, we don't get into the church without being baptized, do we? All of you are baptized, are you not? Sure hope so. That's the way you get into the church, learning how to die and rise with Jesus. And that's the beginning of our experience in life in God's love. God's love always gathers us together. The baptized people of God come together on the Lord's Day, drawn together, brought together by God's love in Jesus Christ. That's what brings us together on Sunday morning, is God's love. And our love for one another. I mean, we come here to be close to God and close to one another. If you're trying to get close to God, you've got to get close to everybody else that's trying to get close to Him too, don't you? That's just what church is, a gathering of God's children, God's holy people. Now, you know, we always conceive that the church's kind of experience is three realities. You know, there's the church on earth, gathered by God's love through baptism to give you a place at the table, the banquet table of the kingdom of heaven, and fed by the body and blood of Christ and anointed with the Holy Spirit. But, you know, there's also the church that most of us call purgatory. Some of the ancients called it the church suffering. I don't know if there's suffering there or not. God knows. Things in that time and place are beyond our experience and understanding. But the people there, undergoing their cleansing from sin, and who knows, it might be a gentle cleansing, prepared to behold God's glory. Now, God's glory is pretty intense. If it suddenly burst on me right now, it would blow me away. I'm not prepared to see it yet. But God has provided a way. And God has provided it because God loves us. And does not want His glory to be our destruction, but to be our ultimate fulfillment in happiness, love, joy, and glory. That blessed vision of God, when we are prepared to see it, will be our ultimate fulfillment as human beings created by God. What did the catechism say? Who made me? God made me. Why did God make me? To love Him, serve Him in this life, and to be happy with Him forever in heaven. And God has provided a way. You know, the people that are in purgatory, we don't know that they're suffering. What did the letter, the book of Maccabees say? The souls of the just are in the hand of God, and no torment shall touch them. But being cleansed, prepared by God, by God's love, purgatory is part of the church. The people there are our brothers and sisters in Christ. It's a way to the Father. That means people there are part of the body of Christ. They're on their way to God. Now, what's the way to God? Jesus, the way, the truth, and the life. Yes, they're in Christ, just like we are. But ultimately, to be brought in to unbroken joy, unbroken glory. Now, how long does it take? I don't know. I've never been there. Have you? I doubt it. But, you know, that's beyond people who are in God's time don't experience days, weeks, and years like we do. You know, the Bible says God's with God, 1,000 years is a day, and a day is 1,000 years. So how long is this preparation process to be prepared to see God's glory? As long as we need, I guess. Who knows? It might be like that. I don't know. And purgatory is going to be empty one of these eons. The people that are there are not there permanently, and nobody falls out of purgatory into hell. If you get it there, if you get there, you've got it made. It'll take as long as I need. I might be the last one out. I'll turn out the lights and come on in where you already will be. But there, we're also gathered as the church, the saints above, gathered there by God's love. Just like God provides a way to heaven, and God gathers us here to go as pilgrim travelers through this life on our way to the kingdom. It's all by God's love through Jesus. Everything we do here, everything we will do on the way to heaven, everything we'll do in heaven will be because God loves us. God loves you in Christ. So we gather to praise the church. You know, the saints in heaven, their job description is to pray for us on our pilgrim way. And every time we pray for one another here, it's a rehearsal for what we'll be doing in heaven, praying for each other, lifting up each other to God's love and mercy in Jesus. And so we gather tonight to do just that for those we love. They might have gone before us, years before now, but we still love them, don't you? And pray for them. And I believe my parents and grandparents asked us, if they're where I believe they are, they're praying for me. Lord have mercy, if they didn't, I don't know what would become of me. But they are alive in Christ. You know, we always hold Jesus alive in our hearts. And we hold those we have loved and who've gone before us, we hold them with Jesus alive in our hearts. For Christ is raised from the dead. Christ, raised from the dead, dies no more. Neither do those who are in Christ. That's our prayer. That's our hope. That's our faith. And that's our love. That at last, when all is said and done, we'll be together, beholding perfect love, perfect joy, perfect glory in the face of Christ and the Father of Jesus. So let's hold them alive in our hearts tonight as we hold Jesus alive in our hearts.